We are on Samach Dalad Amad Beis, the middle of the Amad. We had heard in the Mishnah, Nasei Isha V'sha Ima Eser Shana. A person married a woman, and they were married for 10 years, V'la Yolda. She didn't have any children. Eini Rasho Levato, she's not permitted to be Levato from Piyah V'Rivye. He has to go, we hear in the Gemara, he has to go and give her a get and marry another wife. Yirsha, we gave her a get, muteres linosi li'acha. She's permitted to marry someone else. That means I do not assume that the reason there was no children was because of her. Hakert is as far as to say it was more his fault, since he's mitzuva and piya beribye, so that was an einish to him, that he wasn't zoiche to be mekayim piya beribye with this woman. So therefore, she's permitted to marry someone else. And the second person is permitted to be with her 10 years. Until 10 years, we do not jump to conclusions that she's unable to have children. We don't say such a thing. Now let us see the Gemara. Girsha mutaras. Shaini in. Shlishi loy. But it would seem, if she had... that she's permitted, after being married to one person 10 years without children, she's permitted to marry a second person. But a third person, she's not permitted to marry anymore. Ms. Masnisin Moni Rebbe. So our mission is going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe holds, after 2 times, we create a chazoket. 1 time, 10 years with one husband, 10 years with another husband, and she did not have any children, so I say she's hurzak, that she cannot have children. And therefore, she's not permitted to marry a third husband who doesn't have children. So the Mishnah is going to Rebbe, according to Rebbe. The Sanya we learned in Abaraisa, Mala Horishain Umeis, what happens? She was Mal, it's very interesting, we're speaking about that, it seems that the mother was Mal. Mala Horishain Umeis, she was Mal the first child, and the child died. Shaini Umeis, the second child that was born, they were Mal, and he also died Machmas Mila. Shlishi, now third child was born, Loisima, she's not permitted to be Malim. Divrei Rebbe, that's what the Rebbe holds. So that's the Rebbe we had mentioned before. The Rebbe holds, after 2 times we create a chazoket. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shlishi Timel. After 2 times, it's not a chazaka. We assume these first 2 times are mikros. That it's coincidental, but that doesn't mean anything. We can't build a chazaka and say, we know the reason why these children died. We don't know the reason. So therefore, the third child that is born is a chiyuv mila. Revi, the fourth child, that means if the third child died, so now 3 times we see one occurrence after another occurrence, after the third occurrence, that we see that the all 3 children died, after 3 times is a chazoke, is revi loisimo. So our Mishnah that says after marrying 2 husbands and not having children, she's not permitted to marry a third husband. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. So the Gemara says, "V'hasanya, we learned a baraisa itche. We learned a baraisa that said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds after 2 times is a chazake, and Rabbi holds after 3 times is a chazake." So the Gemara says, "Haiminayu achinise." So we have to find out which baraisa was learned last. That means if there's another baraisa, and Rebbe says 3 times, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says 2 times, so we see from this baraisa that each man d'yomer changed his opinion. That's for sure. If we have 2 baraisas and they're stiridik, so each one changed his opinion. Now, we just have to know, lahalochem, who holds what, so we have to find out and figure out which was the last Baraisa that was written, and then we'll know what they remained holding, what Shimon Gamliel holds and what the Rebbe holds. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shlishi loy, she's not permitted to marry a third husband, the Hurzeke Akor. She has a chazoke that she's unable to have children. Hai minayu achinise, eizu mehamishnayis nishnes achoine. Now we have to figure out which Mishnah was learned last. The Nismach Allah Amilsa Damar or Damar. And now I'll know what Rebbe really holds and what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel really holds. The Chol Chad V'Chad Hodor Mishitze Kamaisa. That's for sure. That each one had Charote from what he had previously held. V'Nokat Shitze D'Chavre. Now each one holds like the Chavre had held. So the last Baraisa that was taught, that's the Ike one. The Hoda Bahumi Kamaisa. They had Charote from what they had said previously. So we don't know yet exactly what they hold. Toshma, the Omar Rabchiyah Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yechene. Rabbi Barabbas said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Maise ba'arba achyos b'tzipori. There were four sisters in Tzipori. Shemolo rishayna, the first sister had a child. They were malim umeis, and the child died. Shnia, the second child was nimul umeis, shlishis umeis. Revius bos lifnei Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He said you shouldn't be mal. So we see Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds after three times as a chazok. And Rashi explains that if Rabbi Yochanan can relate a maisa that occurred with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan was much, much younger than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan was from the beginning of the Meiroim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was from the Tanoim. So al kolchoch, this maisa occurred besoif yomav shal Rav Shimon Gamliel. He was already a zokin nifla mistama when this maisa occurred. And if he tells us, if Rabbi Yochanan tells us that Rav Shimon Gamliel said after three times is a chazok, as we see that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel really holds, that three times makes a chazok. So the Gemara says, "V'dume iyose shlishis nami hava omalo." So the Gemara says, "What's the raya from this mice Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds only after three times is a chazoke? Maybe he holds after two times is a chazoke." The story was they came to him after the third time. The fourth sister came to him and asked, "Should I make a bris?" So he said, "Listen, there are three times, one after the other occurred, so you can't make a bris. That's for sure, but could be after two times. If he would have been asked, he would have also said the same thing. So you can't prove anything from this baraisa, from this maisa, this maisa of Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel really holds." So the Gemara says, "Im kein mai asad vosei der Rabchiyah Barab." So what is Rabchiyah Barab telling a maisa? The Amoraim didn't tell maises. They wanted to tell that this maisa occurred. So the only reason it was told is because we wanted to learn something from this maisa. So if Rabbi Yochanan told over this mice, it is to teach us our kochach that was pshat Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because he told them, because three times had passed, that is why you shouldn't make the fourth sister shouldn't make a bris. So the Gemara says, no, that's not right. V'dil mahoka mashmlon, the achiyos mechaskos. No, Rabbi Yochanan said over this mice because he had another limud from this mice. That these are four different sisters, and we say that whatever occurred to one sister, if it happened by three sisters, so it's a din in the mishpach already. And we build a chazoke from different people. That's a chiddush. That means, our Mishnah, we had the same woman. The same woman didn't have children by the first, by the second. Fine. But here these are three different sisters, so they can make a chazoke. We'll say it's a there's a chesaron in the family, that there's a blood problem in the family, that is why they were unable to be mal the children. That's a chiddush. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said over the ma'ase. But if there's a raya that he holds three times as a chazok, it could be there's no raya. So we don't have a raya. Omar of it. But now you're saying this yourself, that we create a chazoke from sisters, is therefore we can derive from this, lo yisa odom isha, lo mi mishpachas nichvin, a mishpacha that has epilepsy, lo mi mishpachas mitzeroim, vuhudis chazik klosa zimni. So that means that we do say something, that if we see in a family that there are three people that have certain sicknesses, so we can assume that this is the sickness is prevalent in the family, and therefore one shouldn't get married to such a family. My havi alok. So now the Gemara is lemaisa. So how many times is a chazoke? Two times or three times? Ki also Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Omar uvda have kamei de Rav Yochanan b'chnishne de moin b'yoyim ha-kipurim shchaliyis b'shabes. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef told us, we'll see what Rav Yochanan really holds. We'll see that this was a maisa rav with Rav Yochanan. It was a maisa. The beis ha-knesses in moin b'yoyim ha-kipurim shchaliyis b'shabes. Umola Rishaina Omeis, Shnia Omeis. The Rishaina was mal her child, the first sister, Shnia Omeis, Shlishis Bolofonov. And the third sister came, and she asked the Shaila, should I make a bris? Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Omala Lachi Umoili, make a bris. So we see klor, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak, by Yosef is telling us, we see klor, Maise, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, Paskins, after three times is a chazoke, two times is no chazoke, a Maise, Rav, I was there, I saw a Paskin, that she should make a bris, the third sister should make a bris on Shabbos. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye told him, Chazi de Koshoris Isure Visakante. He says, listen what you're saying over. You're saying over a member from Rabbi Yochanan. And, I mean, you have greater places. Just think, are you saying over the right thing? That means if you're wrong, that means if after two times is a chazoke, so Lamaisa there would be Chilo Shabbos, if some would make a bris on Shabbos, and there would be a sakonas nefoshes. Chazid koshoris isure v'sakanto. And Yana told her, listen, I was there, I know, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yochanan holds klo, after three times is a chazoke, after two times is not a chazoke. So the Gemara says, Amir de kemais, Soma chalo abai? No, I asked him, are you sure? Yeah, he's sure. So Rabbi Yochanan said, after three times is a chazoke. Ozol v'nosvo l'choyme brata de isi berei de Rabbi Yitzchok berei de Rabbi Yehuda. So he went on this mach that Rabbi Yochanan says after three times is a chazoke. He went to was the Ishim Yucheses, the daughter of Isi, an einikol of Rabbi Yitzchok, anur einikol of Rabbi Yehuda. The Nosva Rochve de Pumpadise Vishochit. Our first husband was Rochve, who died. Rav Yitzchak Berei de Rabbe Bar Bachane Vishochve. And he died. So two people had married her. So two people had died from her. But now, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, the Rabbi Yochanan said that after two times is no chazoke. After three times is a chazoke. The Nosva who? So Abaye married her. Rabbi Yochanan said, Veshachiv, and Abaye died. Abaye died after he married Barate de Isi. He died. Omar Rove. So Rove said, Umi, Ike da Ovid uvde benafshe kihai. So Rove wondered, why did he do such a maisa? Why did Abaye do such a maisa? He put his life in sakone. Vo ihu de yamah. Abaye alone had said, Ovin the Samche. If Rab Ovin says over a memre b'shem Rab Yoichanan, he can rely on it. Yitzchak Sumke, the red Rab Yitzchak, this Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, someone who's a redhead. Lav Bar Samche. It's not a Bar Samche. Abai himself said that. You can't rely on Rab Yitzchak. He says things from Rab Yoichanan, we'll see why soon. But you can't rely on him. Ovin yeshnei bechazore, Yitzchak Sumke einei bechazore. Let us go to Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says on this. So Rashi says, Omar lo al tamoili, al me masnisa kamaisa achrinosa. So we see the first paraisa was the last one. The high maisa besoif yom of Rab Shimon Gamliel have. This maisa is soif yom of Rab Shimon Gamliel. Midukah maisa delay Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is selling over a maisa that occurred Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshay Amoyre besoif atanoi. Who was a maisa sal kochoch? If Rabbi Yochanan is saying over this maisa, this occurred besoif yom of Rab Shimon Gamliel. So well said, yeah, there's no proof from the mice. It could be that he said after three times you can make a bris. That's for sure. After two times, if you also you can make a bris. So the Gemara is, if that's the case, what's the edus of Rabbi Yochanan? The achye is mechaska. The chiyeche de isha muhzekes begimel pomim. Just like one isha becomes a muhzekes begimel pomim, kachi muhzekes b'shos achye sel. She becomes muhzek through her three sisters. So then Rav has said, from this we learn out, one should not go into Mishpoch of Nichvin Choylin. So then the Gemara brings down my Havi Allah, so the Gemara brings down a Maise that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef related that occurred with Rabbi Yochanan. And Abaye asked him, Chazi, you're saying, oh, your matter is Suri V'Sakanta, She'im Chazoke B'Shnei Pomi, Vashlishi niten lidoches mimeno, and there's a din that you have to be doiche mila bismane, have a mila shaloi bismano, vaine doiche sa Shabbos. So it's mila shaloi bismano. It's not doiche Shabbos. So this is a very difficult Rashi. How does this come in? Rashi says if you weren't allowed to make a bris, so it's mila shaloi bismano, Amilish Lei Bismano is not Toiche Shabbos. So I once heard B'Shem Rab Reuven, that Rab Reuven said from this Rashi is a raya to a chiddush that Rab Shlomo Hyman had said. We mentioned it in the second period. I'd like to mention it again. There is a Meiradike Kashe that we heard in the second period that Chayvi Lavan the Esse, that means Amona Lekoyin Godel, Almona Mina Nesuin, that falls to a Koyin Godel. So there's a Lav in the Say, Amona Leikach, Besula Vloy Beula, and the Halacha is, Ein Esse Deichel Eisase Vese. He's not permitted to be Miyabimha. Mina Teir, Ein Esse Deichel Eisase Vese. The Din is, Imbo Leikonai. So if he was Miyabimha, he's not Koyinah. So what do we see from this? We see from this halacha that if Apigidrei HaTorah is not permitted to do what he did, so he's not mekayim a mitzvah. That's what we see. That means you were not permitted to be meyabim, huh? So meyla, if you're meyabim, there's no mitzvah of yibum in ba'al or leikone. The Gemara says in Masechtas Psochim, what is the din if a person ate matzah shel tevel? That matzah shel tevel was Misabidei Shemayim. It's not permitted to eat matzah shel tevel. There is a machloikis if he ate matzah shel tevel, if he's mekayim, mitzvah b'achilas matzah, he wasn't permitted to eat the matzah. But from that speaking, if you hold mitzvah b'averus ad rabbon, and he's mekayim the mitzvah b'achilas matzah, unless according to the Zaman Dioma, there is a droshe, that is memayit matzah shel tevel. But like this, without droshes, The halacha is a person eats matzah shel tevel. He's not allowed to eat the matzah. And that's a day chaloisasa sheesh by Mrs. Bezen. Afal pikein, if he ate it, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So Rav Shlomo Hyman asks, what is the difference between these two cases? If he was miyabim, a chai vilavim ve'ese, and ein ese day chaloisasa ve'ese. He wasn't permitted to do it, and he did it, he's not mekayim a mitzvah. And if he ate matzah shel tevel, he wasn't permitted to do it, and he ate it, he's mekayim a mitzvah. What's the difference? In both cases, he wasn't permitted to do it. In one case, he's mekayim a mitzvah. In one case, he's not mekayim a mitzvah. So Reb Shlomo Hyman said a beautiful teretz. His teretz was as follows. By the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah is to be miyabim this isha. The mitzvah is, Yivom Yovet, there's a mitzvah on me, and the Kohen Gadol to be miyabim this halmoneh. Now, Al pi gidrei ha-toyre, am I permitted to do it? No. So if the Torah does not permit me to do this mitzvah, the Torah doesn't want me to do the mitzvah, the Torah never gave me the mitzvah. The Torah will give a mitzvah. Why should the Torah give me a mitzvah? The Torah doesn't want me to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be miyam, that I should be miyam this isha. The Torah doesn't want me to be miyam this isha. I'm not permitted to be miyam this isha. So the Torah never gave a mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah in Bolu Loikoni. Masha Einkein, if a person ate matzah shel tevel, the mitzvah is the mitzvah to eat this matzah. That's not the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah. I didn't have any matzah. I ate this matzah. But the mitzvah, which I wasn't permitted to eat, but al koponim, the mitzvah is not to eat this matzah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. So the ma'aseh, the Torah gave me the mitzvah because I'm a yid like any other yid. I have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Lemaisa, it came out, I couldn't find kosher matzah. I only had the osadik matzah. Fine. So I wasn't permitted to eat the matzah, but I have a mitzvah of achilas matzah. The Torah gave me the mitzvah because the mitzvah theoretically can be niskayim by me. But poil, I was unable to be mekayim it. It doesn't mean the Torah can be the mitzvah. So therefore, I have a mitzvah and memele, and if I did it, and if I did the mitzvah through an avere, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. Your mitzvah will be avere zadarabon. So Rav Reuven said, that is pshat in this Rashi. There are two mitzvahs of Mila. There's a mitzvah beyoy mashmini yimol b'sar alosay. There's a mitzvah, this day you have to make a bris. That's a mitzvah yoy mashmini, this day, the eighth day. Then there's another mitzvah of Mila. There's a mitzvah of Mila shloi b'zman. There's a mitzvah that a person has to be ma'al's children. That second mitzvah doesn't specify which day. There's a mitzvah to be ma'al the children. That's Mila, that's a filo shloi b'zman. That mitzvah is not on a specific day. So Rabbi Reuven says as follows. The mitzvah of Yom HaShmini, is there a mitzvah today to be ma'al this child? That is the mitzvah. He says, Chas v'sholem. Al pi gidrei ha-Torah, the Torah doesn't want me to be ma'al this child. It's sakonis nefoshes to be ma'al him today. So the Torah never gave on this child a mitzvah of v'yoy mashmini yimol b'salos. There's no mitzvah of v'yoy mashmini. Now, will there be a mitzvah of Mila on this child eventually? Yes. A child that's meisu ochiv machmas Mila. So you wait till he grows older and he becomes more developed and then you make a bris on him. So mitzvah mila was chal on this child. Not mitzvah shei mashmini. Because mitzvah shei mashmini is a mitzvah to be malim today, and today the Torah does not want me to be malim. Oh, but mitzvah mila bechlal was chal on the father because eventually he will be able to be malim. So that is what Rashi says. Rashi says, have a mila shaloi bismano. So the only mitzvah's mila that he was mekayim was mila shaloi bismano. Ve'ine deiches and Shabbos. Mila shaloi bismano is not deiches Shabbos. Mitzvah's mila bismano was never chal, but mitzvah's mila shaloi bismano was chal. Ve'sakante sakonas nefoshes. Zomach alo Abaye, alo de Rabbi Yitzchok, so Abaye relied on Rabbi Yitzchok, do oma mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan betlas zimnehu da havi chazok, he relied on Rabbi Yochanan, that after three times is a chazoke, and he married her and he died. So he married her and he died. So Lov said, why did he do something? Why did he rely on Rav Yitzchok that this is what Rav Yochanan said? Abai himself had said, Ovin de Samcho. Masha Oma Ovin Mishum Rav Yochanan. Whatever Rav Ovin will say Mishum Rav Yochanan, Yesh Lismach Olav. You can rely on it. He said Rav Yochanan said it, you can rely on it. Because why? Because Yesh Noi Bachazore. Because Rav Ovin Choyzer Al Talmudai. Because he chazers Keseide. So if Ovin says something that this is what Rav Yochanan did, you can rely. His memory isn't playing tricks on him. It's the Rav Yochanan Taka said it. But Rabbi Yitzchok is doesn't chazer. Eine bechazore. Yitzchok sumke eine bechazore. He doesn't chazer so much. So he could think that Rabbi Yochanan said it, but really Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it. That's one pshat. Lo shenacher. Now Rashi wants to say a second pshat in Isa bechazore, Eine bechazore, Yeshne bechazore. Rashi is a very interesting pshat. Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shenacher, Motzui kosho lifnei Rabbi Yochanan. Rab Ovin was keseide by Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'im chozar boy Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum dover sha'omar tchile. If Rabbi Yochanan was chozar from something he said before, Shemeya Ovin. Ovin was close to Rabbi Yochanan. Whatever conclusion Rabbi Yochanan came to, he had said one psak. The next day he had charote. Ovin was aware of it because he was close to Rabbi Yochanan. V'chayze gam hu boy. So now Ovin would say Rabbi Yochanan now holds like this. Avol Rabbi Yitzchok einoi motzi lefonov. Rabbi Yitzchok is not motzi by Rabbi Yochanan. Upa'omim she'shomar dove mi Rabbi Yochanan. It could be he heard not. He said over something wrong. He said over exactly whatever Rabbi Yochanan. Abol lemocha chaza by Rabbi Yochanan. But it could be the next day Rabbi Yochanan was chayza. Buhu einu yedeya, and he doesn't know that he was chayza. Meir de kipshat. He does not know if Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer. So Memele, Rabbi Yitzchok Sumke is telling us what Rabbi Yochanan paskin. That's true, but that's past history. Yesterday he paskin like this. Today he paskin fakeld. I would like to say a shtikel ha'ore. This is a meridike zach over here. There's a meridike zach that Rabbi Yitzchok heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, two times is not a chazoke. That's, he heard beferish from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan paskin like that. Now, it seems, if Rabbi Yochanan had paskin like that, so then Abaye was permitted to get married. No shaila. And it seems if he was permitted to get married, it was no chazoke, Mistam Abaye wouldn't have died. It seems like that. No, what had really happened? Really it happened. Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. And Rabbi Yochanan said after two times, this is a chazoke. So now, Abaye was not permitted to get married. Two times is a chazoke. He was not permitted to get married, so he died. So, l'chayr, we have to understand, Rabbi Yitzchok told him Rabbi Yochanan paskin like this. It's true, Rabbi Yochanan once paskin like this. So why should Abaye die if he didn't know that Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind? Rabbi Yochanan paskin like this. Why should he die because Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind? He's going up Yidivrei Rabbi Yochanan. He's going up Yidivrei Rabbi Yochanan. There's a meiridike maise that occurred with Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankov Zecheinu Levroche, he used to say over this maise that there was a Yid that lived in Volozhin, and he decided he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. So before moving to Eretz Yisrael, he went over to Rav Chaim Volozhiner to part with him. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, don't you dare go to Eretz Yisrael. She says, why not? So he said, you know, you have pleurisy. It's a type of a lung sickness. He says, pleurisy was a machlekes ha-poiskim, if it's matrif or it's not matrif. Now, the Shagasaya was Rav and Valojin. The Shagasaya held it wasn't matrif. In Valojin, in Bashamayim, Shagasaya says it's not matrif, it's not a sakone. So in Valojin, you are not a sick person. In Valojin, you can live. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael paskin that it is treife. If you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you won't live. Atkan l'shoinim. So we see this is a moira de kemaise. That means that the tivius advorim is dependent on how the aloch is. So Mameo, that's what our Gemara is saying. If Abaye would have married her before Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, so she's not a katlonis taker. If the two times is not a chazoke, so he's permitted to marry her, and forget nothing would happen to Abaye. But Lamaisa Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, so la aloche we paskin that she's who's a katlonis. In Himmel we paskin it's a sakona to marry her. Abaye knew about it, didn't know about it, doesn't matter. But Lamaisa, in she's a katlonis. It's a sakona to marry her. Abaye married her. Lamaisa, he died. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. Ba'oid. Another kasha. Aima de pligi le'inyemile. This whole, how is Abaye permitted to marry her? Afilu, we will assume that what Rabbi Yitzhak Sumke says was correct, and Rabbi Yochanan holds you need three times for Chazoke. Eime de pligi linyin mila. By mila there was a machlekes, so talking about three sisters. So memela, it could be there Rabbi Yochanan paskind, or that there Rabbi Yochanan paskind, that in order to be marzik, we're making a chazoke, if we see a similar occurrence happened by three sisters, we say it's a family sickness. To me, three times though. Eima de pligi le inyemila, but nisuin mi pligi, but here this is the same woman. The same woman, one husband died, a second husband died. Could be, if it's the same woman, you don't need it, should occur three times. After two times we have a chazoke, by three different sisters, then if it's different people, then you have to be marzik three times. But the same person, it could be tzachazoka, but two times. So Chmur says, no. That's the same machloikis that there is by sisters is by the same person. For Sanya benichuse, we learned Abaraise. Nisa is larishin. She married one person. Umeis, and he died. Lishaini, she married a second person, Umeis, and he died. Lishlishi loitino se divrei Rabbi. So Rabbi holds, she's not permitted to marry a third person. She's a katlanis. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oime, lishlishi tino se, she's allowed to marry a third person, levi loitino se. Al koponim, we see, so this third kasha on Abaye is not a kasha. That Rebbe who holds two times, it's a filler by the same person. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds three times, it's filler by the same person. So Memele, so that is not a kash and a bay. So now the Gemara asks as follows. Bishloime Gabi Mila, I can understand this whole musig that there's a biological chesorim in the family, if you see it happen by three sisters, that one cannot make mila. Ike mishpoche de rofi dome. L'chere de Gemara means is mishpoches that the blood doesn't clot. Ike mishpoche de komet dome. So we know there's different types of blood groups. There's different types of mishpoches. So memele, if I see by three times the children died, so I say it's not a coincidence. There's a cause why this happened. We attribute the cause because there's something wrong with the blood, and that's why these children died after the bris. Ellen is suing my time, but how could you contribute a cause? There's a cause why by this woman got married to Reuven, she got married to Shimon, and Reuven died and Shimon died. So how could you attribute a cause that because of this her husband dies? I mean, where is there a common cause? How could we explain this? Omalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi, Hochi Omar Ravine mehagrunye, Avime mehagrunye, Mishmei d'Rav Hune, Mayon Goyrim. Mayon Goyrim means it could be in the Tashmish is Goyrim. Could be there's a certain, she has a certain, infection or disease that transfers to the husband that's Boyolo. And that is why her husband's died. So Mamela, she carries a certain disease. So Mamela, the first time I wouldn't say it, but after one time, two times, or three times, according to Shem Gamliel, I attribute that the reason they died is because Mayon Goyer. The Rav Ashi Omar Mazel Goyer. Not Mayon, I say it is her mazel that her husband should die. We'll see in a minute, Pshat. May benay. What is the difference of Mayon goyer and mazel goyer? Ike benay, the irso makes. What if you have a husband that only made erison? He was never boyolo. And he died. Does that make a chazake? So if you learn mazel goyer, so yeah, well, it doesn't have to be it. So it's her mazel that her husband should die. So memela. So the even let's say the third one was erisin. Also, it will make a chazoke. But if you learn mayim goyrim, so there's no chazoke. Inami denafu midiklomei. So could be he fell off a tree. Again, so if the reason is that we attribute that her husband died because she transfers a certain disease, Ayidei Tashmish, he won't fall off a tree because of that. If he died from a sickness, we'll say, that he caught the sickness from being boiled up. But if he fell off a tree, so if you say Mazla Gorim, it's good. If you say, so then there's a Chazok, she's a Katlanis. If you say Mayin Gorim, Then there's no chazoke. There's a Moiradike Rosh. The Rosh says, what would be the din if a husband had three wives and they died? Or you say mazlogorim. Say mazlogorim. So the Rosh says, a Moiradike Zach. He says, you know what's called mazlogorim? It's about the mazl. Mazla gorm, it's her mazl that her husband should die. So he says, you know what pshat is? Pshat is as follows. Normally, a husband supports a wife. It's her mazl that she shouldn't have support. That she should be a poor woman. That's her mazl. It's her mazl, she should be a poor woman. So therefore, her first, she got married, she had someone to support her. He died. She got married a second time, he died. Because that's her mazel. She can't have someone to support her. She has to be poor. So the Rosh says, Borel be fakert. If a man married Noshim and they died, so then, usually it's, she doesn't give the support. So Mamela, we wouldn't be attributed to mazel. That's what, the Rosh says. So Mamela, Philo, Mabach, a few wives died. He doesn't get a din of a, we don't say he's not permitted to marry an isha because the musig of mazel goyim does not apply. It seems we pass a mazel goyim. I just like to say over for 1 minute a beautiful vote that the Chidah says a Megillas Rus. The Chidah brings down that others say that Rus had married Machlo Vekilye. She married both of them, Machlin Bekilya. So she was a Katlanis to according to Rabbi, we'll see by Katlanis, by Sakon, after two times were Chayish. She came to Boyes. So the Pasuk says, just say the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk. He said, Va'ato biti al tiri. Don't be afraid. And the Pasuk ends, Ki eishes chayolot. You're an eishes chayol. So the Chidah says, Pshat, what is Pshat? Va'ato biti al tiri. She was afraid. She's a katlanis. Two husbands died. Machlan died. Kilian died. So he said, Ki eishes chaylot. You're a bas mazel. You have a mazel toiv. Eishes chayl me yimtso. You see, a psagerotne, and eishes chayl means ki eishes chaylot. So that means you don't need me for your panosa. So Memela, don't worry. So just like we said that by a man, Ephilu, two wives died, he's permitted to marry a third wife because he is not dependent on her. So Memela, we can't say his mazel is goyrim that she should die. That's only a mazel not having panosa. That is the mazel of not having panosa. So he says, but you're an ashes chayil. So Memele, so you have a strong mazel, you have a mazel terpanos, you're not dependent on me. You're not dependent on me. You have a good mazel. So Memele, you're not a katlonis. That's what the Chidor says. Agabuche, Boyes was also nifted. But Boyes was nifted, that's a different cheshbon. Boyes was nifted, that's as long as he's supposed to live. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim says we see a merdekin, others also say we see a merdekin in Amzrizus. That means he was supposed to die that night. Finished. That's as long as he was a Zokim Muflik boys. If he took the opportunity to be Miyabim her, he was Zoyche that Malchus Beis David and Mashiach Ben David would come out of him. If he would have not taken the opportunity, he would have died Tzivusai, the Chofetz Chaim says. And the Nebuchadnezzar would have lost the opportunity. The Chofetz Chaim is marich how one should never stoop off a mitzvah. One should chaperein. And that we see from boys. So, but al kaponim, that's how the Chidor says pshat. In mazlo gorim, and that's pshat in al tiri ki eishes chayelot. What does he Rashi? Rashi says, "The irso ashlishi umeis inami the nosva v'solik ledikla v'nofal umeis." The third person either died after erison or he died from falling off a tree. He died by an accident. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amalei Rav Yosef berei der Rove le Rove. Rav Yosef, the son of Rove, told Rove such a maise. Boy, me name Rav Yosef. I asked Rav Yosef, Halacha ke Rabbi. I asked him, is the Halacha like Rabbi? The Omali in. He said, yeah, we paskin like Rabbi. So I knew that we paskin like Rabbi, that after two times is a chazok. Then I asked him another time, Halacha ke Rav Shimon Gamliel. Is the Halacha ke Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Omali in. He told me, yeah. That's all. He didn't want to ask Rabbi Yosef anything else. Rabbi Yosef was Rabbi Yosef, but that's what happened. But he went to his father and told him, "Achuchi Yochirbi, he's ridiculing me. I ask him, Ocher Rabbi, Ocher Rabbi, Ocher Rabbi, ke Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, yeah. Omalei, loy. He's not chas v'shom, he's not ridiculing you. Stami he, there's stam mishnayis. Uposhet loch, that means in some halachas we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, in some halachas we paskin like Rebbe. He's not making fun of you, it's both true. Sometimes we paskin like Rebbe, and sometimes we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He's not making fun of you. Now explains. Nisuyin umalkiyas, let's see, the case of our mission, the Mayakorah. After how many times is she not permitted she is really not permitted to get married after two times. Malkius, also, if he gave Malkius two times, so you see this person is Hufzik Beresha. Kerebi. So then we say two times is a Chazoke. Vestais Vishera Mu'ed, but if it comes to Shalom Vestais Vishera Mu'ed, I'll just say because Vestais are the Rabbonim, Shera Mu'ed is a Tzoras moment, then we pass on to Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara explains, Nisuin Hadamor. Nisuin is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if a woman got married to two men, she didn't have any children after 20 years, not allowed to marry her. Malki is this nan, Misha Loka Vishona, a person was bemazed, he was over on a Chayvi Malkis. And then he repeated it again. He gave him out, Bishon, and he repeated it again. Is Bezdin Kainsen Oisai Lekipe. That means we'll see exactly what this is in Taisvis. So Bezdin is Kainis Oisai Lekipe, Machilun Oisai Soire, Machitai Kreisen Nifkas. He doesn't have a chance to be a third time over Alav Shiesh by Malkis. The next time he's over, they put him into a small cell. And they give him lechem or mayim till his me'ayim shrink, and then they give him sa'irim, which that blows up in the me'ayim. He won't have another chance already to continue doing what he was doing. So, loka v'shona, he was hurzak b'resha, that's it. The third time, you don't get off with Malkus. Vestois, this not, by Vestus we learned, Ein ha'isha kevas loves hachetikvena shalish pomim. An isha is not keveya vest till three times will pass by. Vei metaheres mi vesto mina vest hachetiyaka mimena shalish pomim. And she doesn't become toya from the vest till be nisake three times. Pesher amuad is nani nesher nasamuad hacheyidu boi shloishe pomim. There has to be Negeach three times, and then it becomes Asher Amud. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Nisuin Hod Amorom, Nisosom Lontana Didon Kerebi, Diktoni Rashoi Asheini. The second one is permitted to marry her, to be Shei with her 10 years. Sheini Inch, Lishi Loi. Kainzin oisei lekipe, im choza vechote beshlishis, then we won't give him malkis, now the machzakina lei bereshiye, is hurzik aroshe, mitrei zimni sheloke, from the two times he gets malkis, and the third time, it's kainzin oisei lekipe. Kaivas lovest, lismach aloha liyeis dayo shaita. That means, we're saying machan the vest, that if there was a rie, we will not be chayish that the Riyah really started 24 hours ago. Now we just became aware of the dam. But could be she saw the dam previously. This nan called Isha Shiesh Lovest Daya Shaita late Metamina Lola Mafreya Ma'is Leis. If she has a vest, now she's supposed to see Hebariah's dam, so I say from now she's coming, not from 24 hours before. Void, another day. Dim kaivas lo vest, vigiyas man vesto, voloi botko, she was not boidik herself. Void, Rashi continues. Dim kaivas lo vest, if she was keveya vest, vigiyas man vesto, voloi botko, this man a vest came, she wasn't boidik herself. Tmeya, so she's tome, the oirach bismanei bo. I assume that, the oirach bismanei bo, that when the zmanavest comes, she wasn't boiling herself. So I can't, even though she's unaware of ariyah, I assume that there was ariyah. The aina metaheres mina vest, afilu nekra pamayim. Afilu the vest was nekra pamayim. Let's say she used to see every 25th day of the chaydish. She had a vest a chaydish. So afilu was nekra two times. She saw once on 27, twice on 27. Shabotka Bebeis Vestes Veloy Rosso, Vishinsor Yosolo Yamacha, 2 times she sold 27, Beis Pomim. The Lohochim, Marzakin and Vesta, Lokshayagia, Pimloy Botko, Tmeya, the Irech Bismane Bo, she is a Bala Vest, the Chazokas Tolkaim, till there is an Akira of 3 times. Let us see Toysfus. Boy, me name Rav Yosef. He told them, I asked from Rav Yosef. So, Poshet from Rashi would seem, Rashi says it, that once he asked them, how do we paskin? He answered, we paskin like Rebbe. He asked them another time, we paskin like Shimon Gamliel. That's how Rashi says. So there's a big kasha on Rashi. If you asked him once, he told me paskin like Rebbe. So why did you ask him a second time, how do we paskin? It's a kasha on Rav Yosef. Why did you ask Rav Yosef the Shaila 2 times? So I'm a read the nearest shaloi halachi kerebi oikerab shimon gamliel. Only asked them once. He asked them, how do we paskin? Beishivu the halachi kishim. We paskin like both of them. So he thought he's making fun of me. He's ridiculing me. This man mishaloke b'shana hiksha harav Moshe the man esrofim mukilo afilu kab shimon gamliel va'veiros mechazkois. That means there's 3 times. He did 3 aveira. You put him in the keep after the 3rd aveira. Lock of a shonen, he did a 3rd aveira. So you don't put him in the keeper. So, aveira, not malchus mechaskos. Aveira is mechaskos. So how could the Gemara say from here we see by malchus we pass on like Rebbe? Yeah, lo marid afagav dike tana hosom lo omar aveira is mechaskos. That's true. Aber mit teich loschen am mischen am maschmel el Rav Yosef, de ksobe malki is mechaskes, but the pashtes ad vorem is maschme, that the malki is am mechaskes. De nire loi doichik, loi nokat, mi she loke vishona el ashmin, and dairi bavere she yesh ba malkes. He says, mi she loke vishona kainz in oisa lakipa. So it would seem that the siba of kainz in oisa lakipa is loke vishona. That's it, because twice he got malkes. Not because we're speaking about an Aveira Sheyesh by Malkus, and he did Aveira 3 times, the Pashas HaLoshna is not Mashma like this. Ba'afilim tim saloyim adiksova Aveiris mechaskais, that Aveiris could also be mechazik, abo shema sova Rav Yosef dekipa tzrich hasro. That means, before he does the 3rd Aveira, kipa needs hasro. That means you have to be masrim, that if you're going to do this Aveira, you're going to get Kippur. You're not going to get Malkus, I'm going to get Kippur. And you can only be Masre on the Einish of Kippur if this person is Murzik Beresha. So, Koch Rezoyski spout that after 2 times is a Chazok. Bishoyer Hamuit, and then the Moses of God, Bishoyer Hamuit, be Paschal Tam Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi said, Tosfos says, Rabbi Loi Poli Gakro, El Lekloima, that means there, Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, we see, is oiskalten by Sheir Amud. By a moment, that means, Vizicha Paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabono. Nisais Lerishain V'loi Hoyu Labono. Lishaini V'loi hoyu labon. She didn't have children. L'shlishi loy tinose. So she's not permitted to marry a 3rd husband. Now, nachayr, this price is going according to Rabbi. If the 2 times is a chazoke, like it says in our Mishneh, l'shlishi loy tinose. So memele, so we assume she cannot have children. L'shlishi loy tinose. Elo l'mi sheyesh loy bonim. Nisais lemi she'ein leibonim. But if she got married to someone she'ein leibonim, teitzei b'loi ksube. So he doesn't owe her a ksube. Period. We'll see later, Toysve says, because we'll see it's a mekach tois. Speaking about lehikebo, he did not know that she's unable to have children. He did not know the story that she was married twice. So he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. Iboilu. Nisais l'shlishi v'loy hayu labon. What happened? She married to a third person. She was married to him 10 years. V'loy hayu labon. Mahu delitvu hanach kamoi. Now, could the first and second husband come to, listen, when we married you, we waited 10 years, I had to give you a get in the ksuba. So then the Rav explained to me, that's the first husband said, listen, this lady could be, can have children, could be, it's your fault. You want zeichali bonus mimene. Therefore, you go and give her a ksuba. Nothing wrong with her. The same drosha was said by the second one. We'll see. The same drosha was said by the second one. No, they gave her a ksubit. Now she got married to her third husband 3 times already, and she just married 10 years, and she didn't have children. So now we see close, she can't have children. So Mamela, so now the first two husbands have a good memory. Especially when you love, when it's in the game of money. So they'll call her, they'll call over, listen, Rebetzin, please. We see now, that Lamaisa, you can't have children. So Lamaisa, give us back the ksuba. That's the Gemara Shaila. Mi motzi omri loy goli milse da atu de gomis. Now we see, atu de gomis. I can't have children. When I was married to you, I was able to have children. No, but we didn't have children then. It's your fault that the Banshom was manish you. You want Zeichet to have children for me. The second husband, the same thing. You want Zeichet to have. So this could be like Sube. Now you see that I can't have children now. Yeah, has to the Kochshi. Now it's 30 years married already. Now I can't have children. Now I can't have children. But when you were married to me, you could have children. I could have had children. So the Gemara says, Mistavre motzis amrlu hashtu de kochshi. She could say it. Now Rabbi Chonon Wasserman asks Samira de Kekash on this Gemara. He says he doesn't understand the Gemara. What is the din chazaka? The din chazaka is that if something happens once, we say, what's the reason it happened? I don't know. Could be. There are many reasons. I don't know what the reason. I know the reason why it happened. Second time it happened, let's say we hold chazaka 3 times. Let's talk about a sheir amud. The first time, the sheir was negeach, another sheir. Azul the sheir? Nah, it's a tamale. I saw today it was chasing another sheir and then it killed the other sheir. Today it was, who knows, he woke up with indigestion. He was angry, it was nothing. The sheir is a tam. After 1 time, it's a tam. Second time, it chases another sheir, again he kills it. Mamish, chishish. It's a tam, something happened, it's a tam. I'm telling you, this is a tam, something happened. 3 times it happened. So I say, today it wasn't digestion, yesterday it was, he couldn't sleep all night. If something happens 3 times, I assume there's a common reason. Hamikrois eino masmidois. Coincidence don't occur often. Once a coincidence can happen, twice a coincidence can happen, but it should be a continuation of coincidence. Hamikrois eino masmidois. There must be a cause why all these things occurred. And what's the cause? It's a wild child. That's a sheremur. That's a taich chazoke. So what's happening over here? This woman didn't have children for 3 times. So now, 3 times, she's married 30 years, she didn't have children. The first time we said you could have children, you know, it's the husband, it wasn't Zeichet. But after 3 times already, she's married 30 years, now I've come to the conclusion, I say, you know, you're the reason, you can't have children. And all of us, that's a taitz chazoke. And all of a sudden, she pops up. Me? I could have. Now I can't have children. Before, the first 2 times, I could have children. So, Pella de Kizach. Bachs Melabachon and Blaiz by Akasha. the Tosfos gets a meidike kasha. I mean, the whole thing doesn't stim. The Tosfos HaRosh seems to say like this. You have to understand one thing. And we have to say maybe another thing. Chazake is anhage. That means I'm permitted to assume, and I should assume, that these three things happened. There's a reason for it. Lagabi other halachas, I see assume that. According to Shimon Gamliel, she's not permitted to marry a fourth husband, that's for sure. I mean, I assume that she's unable to have children. That is, I assume that she's deceived. That is true. But if it's not, you can't say that this is, I'm 100% sure that this is the reason. Not 100% sure, but I'm permitted to assume this, and I can build halachas from this assumption. But now, if she has money, she's a muzik in the money. And the coming back, that means the Rosh says as follows. If the first two never paid her a ksuba yet, and now she wants the mondik ksuba, she'll never get the ksuba from then by saying, ashtu the kochshi, anechti ketot. Don't tell that to me. That means if she wants the mondik ksuba, we'll say, we won't give you a ksuba. You forget about it. 30 years passed by, didn't have any children, you can't have children, don't want from us a ksuba. But the story is the other way around. They paid her already. She's a muzik already in the money. You want to take away money from her with a chazoka? You know 100% that she can't have children? You don't know 100%. So in order to hold on to the money that she has, she can tie to this. That means this is enough of a tie to Muzik that this is that she can hold on to the money. She's not mechuyev to give you the money. She can say such a tie. That means even though I don't assume really that that's what happened, I'm permitted to assume that really she can't have children. But it matters to Gabi what we're talking about. The Gabi to be mighty from a muzik. She can say keneged the chazoke, and she can say ashtu the kochshi, and you can't be mighty moment from her. That is what the Tosfos HaRosh seems to say. The stavra motzis omrutlu ashtu the kochshi iboylu. Another shaila nisais l'revi v'hoyil abonim takert. She married three people. She didn't have children by all three people. And now she married a fourth person. Mazel tov. She had a child. Mal de titve leile shlishi. Now she'll go to the shlishi. Now, yalomdes chazakim. Listen. I had a child. You can't deny facts of life. So mamela, now let her go to the shlishi in mon aksuba from the shlishi. Amrine lo, so the Gemara says, will tell her, shtikuseich yofa midibuch. Listen, you don't go to the shlishi. You don't go to the shlishi and say, see, I can have children. The motzi omer lo, ana daiti dahocha lo yigirashtich. You better keep quiet, because if you're gonna start going to him to the shlishi, he'll say, what? You can have children? If I would have known, I'd never given you a get. So it's a get betois. So you're still married to me. So your kid is a mamzer. So the Gemara said, listen, you're going to get into hot water if you go back to the shlishi, so you better keep out of his daladamis and let things remain the way they are. Maskif lo raf pope, so raf pope said, listen, that's no man of shech, ihi shoske, anan mishoskinen. If she doesn't go to man of shech, if this is a taine, that he can tell her that what, that the whole get was given betois. And if I would have known, I would have never given you a get, nimsa get bottle of boner mamzerim. So let us tell her this time. I mean, elamrinin hashto hu debiryosa. Now the reason she can't mum from him, aksube, is because we say hashto hu debiryosa. That we say that he tells her, no, you know, when you were married to me, you were unable to have children. So, Mamela, that's why you didn't deserve it, Suba. Now you had a child by the fourth husband. Now you became a bas bonim. So therefore, it's, but you can't manak suba for me. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Adaiti dahoche legirashticha. So if she's gonna mum from him, or tell her, ilu o yisi yoidei, shat bas bonim. Legerashticha, nimsa get bottle lemafreya, so the get his bottle lemafreya. So the mother said, so better don't go to the shlishi and start mourning a ksuba for him. You'll get into hot water. So the Gemara maskif lo rapope bimotzi bailo livtuli get pahochi. If this is a taine, that we could be mevatel the get with this taine, Kishosak may have it. So I feel he doesn't say anything. She doesn't go to him. Anan mishaskinen. Vadi adaiti dahoche legirshe. I mean, lachayve, so it's right. So we should take a tiny. The child is a mamz. It's a get betoys. Elomidishaskinen. And so since, but we see we don't tiny that. Is vadai loimotzi libetule. Izicha can't be mevatel the get. Damrinen lei misfeike komegar shalo le ich besloch bo ve gomalto bedaitoch le gerishin. So the Ritva Barsachmer explains that Afilu three times went away and she didn't have children, it does not mean that she can't have children. As we mentioned before, Chazoke is not a biro gomo. It's a anhoge, but it's not a birugomo. So that means when you gave her a get, you were very well aware that it's very possible that this lady could have children. Even though there is a chazoke and an anhoge that we should assume she can have children, but this is not a biruvadois. So if you're going and giving her a get, you're assuming you don't know that she can have children, and you know that it could very possibly be that she can have children, but I still give her a get. That means you realize it could be she can have children, and you still gave her a get. So therefore, she can't come and tell me now that it's a get betoys. That's the truth. That means you were very well aware that there is such a possibility, even though there's a chazaka that says fakir. So when you gave her a get, you gave her a get, b'chol oifen, yokinde, nishkinde, I'm giving her a get. So my male, you can't tie into this. Ela yikele miftere, say bezoi, so if you want to patter yourself from the ksube, hachi patrinle, you can patter yourself this way, demrinle ashtu de ivris. Maybe now you became a bori. Shechozeli is bria michol yom. Now she became a bori. Again, this taina, which is also against chazake, this is insufficient to be, not to be mitzi from a murzik. That means he's a murzik in the money. And you want to take away from him. You want to take away from him the money. So this is enough. This is a sufficient taina. That he can taine, that since I'm a muzik, I can taine, that even though you have children, that is not muchach, that when we were married, you were able to have children, could be hashtahu de beyosef.